In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered for the most lost souls. I give you the reading from the Epistle of St. Peter to the Church. Christ, therefore, having suffered in the flesh, be you also armed with the same thought, for that he who suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sins, and now he may live the rest of his time in the flesh, not after the desires of men, but according to the will of God. For the time past is sufficient to have fulfilled the will of the Gentiles, for them who have walked in riotousness, lusts, excess of wine, revealings, banquets, and unlawful worshipping of idols, wherein they think it strange that you do not run with them into the same confusion and riotous, speaking evil of you. Every man that has received grace, ministering in the same one to another, has as good stewards of a mindful manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the words of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the power which God administers, and that in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ, through whom it is glory and empire forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus came into the quarters of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that the Son of Man is? But they said, Some say John the Baptist, others Elias, others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. Jesus said unto them, But whom do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answering said to him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say to thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose in heaven shall be loosed on earth. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise you, Lord. You may be seated. Today we have the feast of Pope St. John Paul II, about which much could be said. But I won't. Instead, I'll leave you with one of my favorite phrases, that favorite little passages that he gave. In the year 2020, Pope St. John Paul II came and visited Canada, North America, and in Toronto, he came and spoke some beautiful words that can help us get through difficulties that we are dealing with, particularly when we find it hard to recognize the love of God within our souls. And so, addressing specifically young people, he turned to them, as he always had a heart for the youth, beginning the Great World Youth Days that continue even unto this day, to gather Catholic youth so that they may be encouraged in their faith, become excited to live it out in a new way, and to share that with others, with the great graces that God gives to those who have youth, to share that life that they have with others, life founded first on Christ. He turned to them and reminded them, young people, remember that you are not the sum of your weaknesses and your failings. Rather, you are the sum total of the Father's love for you, your true capacity to be conformed to the image of the Son. I'll say that again. He said, young people, remember that you are not the sum total of your weaknesses and your failings. Rather, you are the sum total of the Father's love for you, your true capacity to be conformed to the image of the Son. And so in doing so, he was reminding us that the weaknesses that we have, the afflictions with which we suffer, those things that we can't get over, those hang-ups that we have from the past, the ways in which we realize we're not loving God the way that we know we want to, the way we know we should, we're so far from perfect, are not the things that really define us. But the Pope turned particularly to young people, but to each of us as well, reminding us that those weaknesses which we've struggled with in the past, that's not the end of our story, nor is it even the most important part. In fact, those are mere blips on what our life really amounts to. But the sum total of our existence is actually the extent of which the Father pours out his love into our souls, in our real capacity to be conformed to the very image of our Son, or his Son, which reminds us of when we took on that capacity to be conformed to the image of his Son in baptism. in truth, your worst day of sin where you've violated every one of the commandments and you've made the world not a better place, but probably a worse place, even your family a worse place, because of the way in which you've not embraced your true identity but lived into a lie about yourself and exerted some sort of violence through sin upon those who are around you. The Pope reminds us that that's not the important part of who we are. In fact, that's not us, but rather the sum total of our ability to get back to our baptism and to live that out. I'll close again with the words of Pope John Paul II, the saint of today. He says, "Remember, you are not the sum total of your weaknesses and your failings, but rather you are the sum total of the Father's love for you, of your true capacity to be conformed to the image of his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Thank you.